Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, with your host, insurance professional Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys?
Okay, so I heard this joke, and I've seen this joke, and it's just too cute, so I have to share it. It's very corny, but it's cute.
Okay.
All right. How do you fix a broken pumpkin?
How do you fix a broken pumpkin?
With a pumpkin patch.
That is cute.
Oh, my gosh.
So I like to have a little fun. I know I'm getting excited as Halloween is approaching. And you know, hopefully, you know, we're all going to enjoy it. And just good times to be had this time of season as the air gets a little bit cooler. And changes are happening in the trees and things. And, Gary, there are lots of other changes that are occurring this time of year. Like Medicare. I'm seeing a lot of Medicare commercials on the television now.
Yes, we are, and it's hard to think we're going from talking about Halloween to Medicare, you know.
Well, it's longevity, right? Long-term care awareness month is coming up in November, and we're talking about the end of the year and exciting things and things to start paying attention for as the year comes to an end.
Well, if you're doing anything right now, if you're watching television, if you're listening to the radio, if you're even answering your phone, and our clients are confirming this, you're getting about 100 calls or touches per day saying, hey, Medicare, Medicare, Medicare. And it's because we're in open enrollment, which goes from October 15th to December 7th. So if you're currently in Medicare, this is your annual opportunity to take a look at the Medicare plans that you're using, whether it's a supplement or an advantage plan, and making sure they're still fitting your needs. And this year, the companies who are offering these plans are all adding interesting new features. They're changing the way they're doing some of the things. So if you're on Medicare, if you haven't looked at what plan you're on for the last few years, you should. Just like we tell people, come in and do an annual review, or at least a review every couple of years of where your financial plan is. At this time of the year, you really need to be talking to someone about, is your plan fitting your needs? Are you better off with a Medicare Advantage plan? Are you better off with a Medicare supplement? That's one of the things we added a couple of years ago, because many of our clients, including me, are on Medicare. So come in, give us a call if you have any questions about Medicare. We've got a wonderful Medicare brochure that explains the different parts of Medicare. I'm not going to bore you on the show here today. If you're lucky enough to come to our seminar this week, we're going to be talking about Medicare, because healthcare is the second largest concern for people that are retiring today. It is absolutely the second biggest cost you're going to have in your life, next to all the living expenses and everything else you have to worry about to enjoy retirement your way. And that's what we're about, retiring your way.
So we encourage you to pick up the phone and call Relax and Retire Financial Services for a consultation on your Medicare and or your retirement, not together, but we can book one or the other, correct, Gary?
Absolutely.
Simply by picking up the phone and calling 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
You mentioned seminars, so you can also use those phone numbers to call to see if there's seats available for an upcoming seminar.
Yes, you can, and I'm really excited to tell you today, there are no more seats. We are overbooked again. We are going to consider adding another day because people are worried right now. People, and it's not just our clients, everybody is asking themselves, what's going to happen next? What's the next shoe to fall? And I said this last week, I'll probably say it every day for a long time. People are asking, how much am I losing? How much have I lost? How much more am I going to lose? This is just a period of time where things that we have counted on for maybe the last decade may not be the things that we can totally count on for the next decade. There are changes. And this is why we come back to come in. And if you're looking at your retirement this year, don't look at it the same way you looked at it last year, because inflation is here. Here's a great thing. I hate to say anything great about inflation. Inflation used to average about 2 to maybe 3% a year. Right now, we're still experiencing almost 9%. And for those of us that are on Social Security, our benefits are going to increase in January. I think the last approximate figure was about 8.4 or 8.7%. But remember, that's just keeping us where we are. And keeping yourself where you are is important when you're in retirement, because when you're retired, most of your expenses don't go away. In fact, if you're looking at prices for food, Victoria, and you've always said things on our show about how things are going up in cost, your insurance payments for insurance on your house, our electric bills this year, our gas bills, because of what's happening in the energy market, probably are going to be higher this year. So, you know, like everyone, we're looking at finding any ways to make adjustments so that we can maintain that lifestyle that we've been dreaming for 30 years.
And Gary, inflation is on the rise, and we are seeing some long-term effects of the dollar having less buying power, as a matter of fact, with that, with inflation. You know, what are some of the consequences of inflation?
Well, the biggest consequence is what you're buying is going to cost you more next year. Let's take an easy number to divide. Let's say you got $100,000 in your retirement plan, and you're starting to spend that. Well, last year, what $100 of that $100,000 would buy, this year is costing you $108. Will those costs come back down? Some, maybe. Some, no. It just depends on how the world continues to evolve, dealing with recovering from COVID, recovering from having our businesses shut down, and recovering from yet another correction in the stock market. You know, they do happen. They've happened before, and they're going to happen again. That's just the nature of where that is. So you constantly have to be asking yourself, how am I going to continue to be able to maintain my lifestyle that I have, and I don't mean to be repetitive, but how am I going to maintain that lifestyle that I have been working for 25, 30, maybe 40 years if you started working young enough, and having to make that money last for longer than you would expect. Most people really underestimate the effect of longevity on your retirement savings. Take $100,000. How long is that money going to last you? You know, the popular idea is, well, maybe withdraw 4% annually based on a certain growth that you hope is there, and that money should last the rest of your life.
There's a lot to consider, which is why we offer a complimentary consultation at Relax and Retire Financial Services. So if you're listening to this radio program, you qualify. There's no pressure, there's no obligation, but why not pick up the phone? Make that appointment. See if you where you think you're going in your retirement. Perhaps you've been hit with a 401k decrease. Numerous reasons to have a portfolio review and a complimentary consultation simply by calling 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And of course, you're always going to let me hear me say, go to our website for contact information, for some basic ideas about some of the things that we can talk about when you come in and talk with us. If you can't drive in, if it's hard for you to get into our office, we'll set up a Zoom meeting with you. It's not quite as great as being there face-to-face because you're limited by the screen of your computer and how well the internet's working. But just have a conversation. Have a conversation with us on the phone. Laura, you just mentioned having a reduction in your 401k. I met with a client yesterday. This client had saved very well for his retirement.
Mm-hmm.
He had several hundred thousand dollars. And of course, this year, he's down almost 19%. In his case, that was over $38,000. And his first question to me was, well, how can I make this up? Well, you have to look for ways that your money can grow without losses. One of the things that I said last week, I'll continue to say, is I really enjoy having a client call us right now and ask, how much have I lost in the strategies that I'm in with you right now? And I get to say, you haven't lost anything. You're not down 19%. You're not down 10%. You're not down 5%. You're where you are still, in some cases, still growing by, I'm not supposed to repeat this percentage on the air, so I won't. Call us and I will tell you how much it could grow, because growth is important.
You have products that participate in the market gains, but not in the stock market losses.
Exactly.
Can a 401k be converted to that without
sure.
any penalty or problems?
Every day of the week, that was the first question this client asked yesterday. How much is it going to cost me to convert my 401k over to another strategy in taxes? Well, it doesn't cost anything depending on the way you do it. If you're putting your money in a 401k, an IRA, a 403b, any part of or any type of a tax deferred product, you can roll that money over into another tax deferred product and have the same tax deferred growth. You know, when you do reach an age of right now at 72, you are going to have to start taking out what we call required minimum distributions, but that's when you hit 72. Hopefully, by the time you're 72, you're enjoying some of the fruits of what you've worked for 30, 40 years with or for to build up enough money to enjoy that lifestyle that you've always been thinking about. And it may be traveling. That's one thing this gentleman mentioned today. We'd like to travel, and he laughed and said, well, I may not get on a plane to fly to Europe. I may just get in my car and drive somewhere around this area, a few hundred, maybe a couple thousand miles. It's easier in a gas car than it is an electric car because you don't have to look for charging stations, but who knows how that'll change and how that'll improve our lives at some point. But it's one of the things that people have to think about. How are we going to protect ourselves from the risk of losing money in accounts that we've saved for all our life? Here again, another thing I'm going to say, because he's a pretty smart man. Warren Buffett says, rule number one, don't ever lose your money. Rule number two, don't ever forget rule number one. Well, when you lose 20%, and I'm using that as an example, you've got to make up more than 20% just to get back to where you were. Well, if you were already there, why do you want to take a chance on losing just to get back to where you were? I don't remember the last time I took a trip and almost got there and said, oh, well, let me start over because I'm not there. Well, I already wanted to get there.
Right.
So now I'm having to follow that same ground twice. Does that make sense?
No.
Well, if you want to see the same scenery again, you know, we tell this story every once in a while at our seminars about a couple driving on a trip to get to this beautiful resort. And at the beginning of a long stretch, the husband looks down and says, hey, we've only got so much gas. Be watching for a gas station. So for the next 300-400 miles, they're constantly looking at their gas station. They're seeing the signs on the side of the road that say, you know, so such and such number of miles to next gas. They're watching the gas gauge, wondering when they're going to run out. And, you know, they keep going. Fortunately, they finally get to this beautiful resort, and they haven't had to stop for gas. And the attendant welcomes him and says, welcome to such and such resort. How did you like that view? And they're like, what view? And they said, National Geographic said that the view on the road you just came from was the most beautiful and picturesque road of anywhere in the country. You didn't see it? And they said, no, we were watching the gas gauge. Would you rather watch the gas gauge for your retirement and worry when you're going to run out, or have a strategy that you can look at the scenery around you,
enjoy
getting there, and then when you're there, enjoy that beautiful resort that you were looking to get to?
And let Gary Garner and the staff at Relax and Retire Financial Services help you enjoy that view simply by calling for a complimentary consultation at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
Gary, so you've talked about a lot of different things very quickly this morning, and I just want to kind of go back and touch on a few of those things. You know, the Feds, I feel confident, are going to continue to increase the interest rate. I mean, they're still trying to get everything under control, you know. But we are finding that there is a percentage of workers that are reducing their amount that they're contributing to their current 401ks just to hedge off for inflation, you know, because the increase of cost of living. And it doesn't feel good to have to do that like you're talking about, but most people now don't have enough savings, so it often comes from their retirement accounts that they have been working and building up. And we talked about this and previous shows about getting to a stage where you end up treating your 401ks or your current investment strategies like an ATM. But what you're ending up really doing is what chasing that current interest rate. You know, I mean, that's what you're trying to keep up with while trying to fill in the income gap at the same time while you're making withdrawals.
Yeah, what?
And that can get costly.
Sure.
How can you help prevent or eliminate some of that cost that one might incur?
Well, you know, costs are things that we're not going to control every day. Can we control the cost of a gallon of gas? Not really. Can we control the cost of a loaf of bread? Not really. And so the important thing is to find a way to make your savings not diminish, and where you can grow. And if they can grow at a rate where it's almost keeping up, then you're not having to make quite as hard of decisions about how much you want to have, how much extra you want to pull out. Because you're exactly right. This year we have seen an increase in the number of people that are activating income early. We've seen an increase in the number of people who are making withdrawals, which is just fine. I mean, what this is a question I ask a lot of people when they come in. You know, they've got this pot of money, let's just call it a pot of money, and it's for retirement. And I ask them, what do you want this money to do for you? And, you know, there's usually a kind of a quiet little pause, because I don't know if even I used to think of it like that. What do I want this money to do for me? I want it to pay my living expenses and pay for everything that I want to do in retirement. Well, if my money's going down in retirement, if my value's going down, I'm going to have to make some tough choices. I laugh when I pull up to a gas pump now. It makes me feel better to fill half my tank up instead of the whole tank, so I don't see the larger number on the gas pump. But we all have to look for ways, one, that we can protect our money to make it last as long as it possibly can. Again, go back to longevity. You've been working for 30 to 40 years to put away money for your retirement. And here's what a lot of people forget or don't think about. Let's say you retire at 65. Well, there's a pretty good shot, based on what your health is on, and this is variable for what your health is, there's a pretty good chance in our modern era you're going to live to 75, 85, 95 years. So that money's got to last you for 20, 30, 35 years or longer. If you're lucky enough to become an octogenarian, your money's going to have to last 40-something years, depending on when you get there. So you have to protect that money. You have to find a way to not worry about it growing, but to be assured that it's going to grow without having to watch it every day.
You have ways to make that happen. It's as simple as picking up the phone. Even if you're listening to this program on the weekend, write this number down or call and leave a message to take advantage of the offer of a complimentary consultation about your retirement. Call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And here's something that we talk about. When we bring folks in, we don't just talk about how do you grow your money, what's your health care cost going to be, what's your longevity. We talk about is there a way to take a retirement account that you've been contributing to every year that when you stop contributing to it, it can still grow. And you know what it's called? It's called Social Security. Social Security has an automatic cost of living built in every year based on inflation. But here's the even better part. If you have planned well enough, and if you can delay taking your Social Security after your full retirement age, which will vary based on when you were born, your Social Security can grow by 8% per year from your full retirement age. In my case, it was 66. If you were born after 1954, it's a few months after that. But if you can delay taking your Social Security till age 70, and for most people that's going to be about 4 years, your Social Security benefit from full retirement age till 70 will grow by 8% per year. That's a pretty hefty increase in what's, for most people, the number one source of retirement funds. And the retirement fund that they look at, that they say will be lifelong. So two important things. If you can, and we show folks how to look in their retirement pool of money to see if they can achieve that. Everybody can't do it, but it's another tool in our bag of how can we keep increasing the amount of money that you're going to have available so that you can maintain that lifestyle that you've been working to achieve all your life. We do it with different strategies, but it is one of the most important things, especially if you're a couple. If you're a couple and you've saved well and you can afford to take the Social Security benefits from, say, the younger one or the one that's making less, and let that other person's Social Security grow by 8% until they reach age 70, that'll increase those benefits. I'll tell you who it really helps. And ladies, if you're listening to this, listen carefully, because most of the time you outlive us. We see more spouses coming in every day who have outlived their husband. And the cruel thing about Social Security is that if both of you have worked all your life and you are both receiving Social Security benefits, when one of you passes away, you lose one Social Security check. I woke up this morning and just thought, oh, this was the day my Social Security check deposited in my bank account. Woo, yay. But if you're married, and let's say you've been married for I don't know how many years, but you're both getting Social Security checks, and that day that will inevitably come when one of you is not there, the one that is left will be able to take the Social Security benefits from the higher earner. So if you've been able to delay taking Social Security from the higher earner for a certain number of years, it's growing by 8%. The one that's left, even though they're going to lose one Social Security check, will have a bigger benefit left for them.
So you can offer a consultation on just Social Security, how to draw it. You can offer a consultation on just Medicare and the Medicare supplements and how, which one to select. Mm-hmm. Or you can offer a consultation on your overall retirement, such as a portfolio review and a risk analysis.
Exactly. A lot of people call it holistic planning. I just call it good preparation.
So we encourage you to contact Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Take advantage of these offers for a complimentary consultation on whatever topic you need. The numbers are 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
You haven't mentioned the website yet.
Oh, well, I did once.
Okay.
Oh, no, you're right. Relaxandretire.com.
Nope. Relax. Retire.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Relaxretire.com. Sorry, I'm having fun talking about these subjects. You know, here's something we haven't touched on, and this is again another killer in retirement. This client, potential client that came in yesterday, asked me this about taxes. If you're young enough, and I can't emphasize this enough, if you start planning young enough for your retirement, you can put money in strategies where when you retire, there are no tax consequences. One thing that we work with people every day and they roll these over from one strategy to another is a Roth. A Roth is a beautiful way to put money away. When you start taking it out, you will have a zero tax rate. Everybody that really helps us look at taxes will tell people in the future, our tax rates are probably going to be higher. And when you come to our seminar, we usually show a screen that shows a typical IRA and what it has in it. And my example is based on $500,000. Let's say you have $500,000 in your IRA. You've done well. Do you really have $500,000 in that IRA? No, you don't. You have $500,000, but you've been putting in a tax deferred, and the IRS owns, based on your tax rate, I'm going to use 25% because I can work that as easy math, you're going to have about $375,000 that you own because the rest is an obligation to the IRS. So by using Roths or by using other strategies that you can contribute to when you're young, and as you plan your retirement, you can potentially have multiple sources of retirement income with zero taxes. And in that case, you don't care if taxes go up to 50% or 60% because your tax rate is zero.
Gary, you've talked about a lot of different things that are so important, and these are all things to help avoid unnecessary mistakes in retirement or if you're aspiring to retire. So whether you're concerned about recent market losses and preserving what you have, or you've recently lost your job, or you have questions about what to do with your 401k, whatever your concern might be, this time is for you right now to just pick up the phone, call us for a complimentary consultation in our office, and sit down and begin the conversation with us, because sometimes you have to have a plan in order to get where you want to go, and sometimes you have to readjust those plans to keep you on track to where you want to be. So way of doing that is giving us a call, picking up the phone. Let's start that journey together.
And whether that journey is thinking about the longevity that you're going to need to stretch those funds out over more time, whether that is worrying about whether inflation is going to rob the value of your funds that you've put away for retirement, whether you're worried about whether your taxes are going to go up or down in retirement, whether you're worried about your health care cost in retirement, and we haven't even touched on long-term care. Whether you're worried about any of those, we can sit down and listen to what you want to have, your idea of retirement. We call it retirement your way. We can listen to your ideas and help you start putting together the plan that, again, we'll need to review annually. Because a plan is a great plan when you write it down. But a great plan is a plan that when things change around you, you go back and change the plan to make sure that you're still on track. It's just like a good athlete, always trying to get better, always having someone say, hey, I saw what you did last time. What if you tried doing this just a little bit better? That's how you get a Tiger Woods. That's how you get a quarterback at Alabama right now.
Bryce Young.
Bryce Young did not get there without an advisor. We call them coaches in the sporting world. In the financial world, we call them financial planners or retirement planners.
Thank you, Gary Garner and Vicki Miller with Relax and Retire Financial Services. We encourage you to contact them for some coaching, for a complimentary consultation at 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at the same time on this same station for Retirement Your Way. Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement.
Disco balls and bell bottoms, hair bands and tracksuits. Grunge and denim. Styles change, and so do your financial goals.
Isn't it time you have a financial professional for the next phase of your retirement? At Relax and Retire Financial Services, we customize retirement strategies to fit your lifestyle. Call us at 251-625-1226. 625-1226. That's 625-1226.
Relax and Retire Financial Services, providing insurance services.